Broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for AGH Radio, powered by Business Radio X.
And we are back with AGH Radio, powered by Business Radio X. What do you think, Lee? You having fun over there?
Yeah, this is great, man.
We've had
I
a lot of folks
Randy doing this. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm loving it. So in this segment from Hotel Equities, we have Mr. Brad Rahinsky. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Stone. Good afternoon, and thanks for having me.
We're delighted to have you. Hotel Equities, what do you guys do?
We are a hotel management and development company based here out of Atlanta, Georgia. We currently have 46 hotels in our portfolio up and down the Eastern Seaboard with a focus in the Southeast. Been in the business, the company, the founder, Fred Cerrone, has been in the business for about 45 years. And then our corporate office combined about 300 years of hotel experience.
Oh, my. That's a lot.
That's a handful.
Yeah.
So any type of hotels you guys focus on?
Yeah, our wheelhouse is really select service. We've done everything from high-end luxury independent resort all the way down to limited service or even budget hotels.
Right.
But our sweet spot, what we really do better than anyone else in this space, is select service. Properties such as Residence Inn, Courtyard by Marriott, Hilton Garden Inns, Hampton Inns.
So how did you get in this line of work? What's your backstory?
I started off as a bellman about 25 years ago. Couldn't find any other job. Nobody else would take me in. Started off as a bellman, and it was still the best job I ever had.
What makes a good bellman?
You just got to be sharp on top of it. You got to have a good pair of sneakers on your feet and willing to listen.
And so you just kind of earned your way through the ranks. You learned the business from the ground up.
You like the hospitality industry?
I do, and I was real fortunate. I had some real good mentors who saw something in me as I was working as a bellman, and they put me through different programs, different training and development programs, and was always fortunate enough to be able to glean off of my bosses and leaders, and was blessed to be able to work my way up the ladder.
So now, how do you spend your day now? What do you do with your time these days?
Well, I currently oversee all aspects of our company. As I mentioned, we have 46 hotels, whether it's operation, sales and marketing, revenue and e-commerce, but I also oversee our development side, so helping our organization grow from a development and ownership standpoint.
So now you're looking for hotels to buy or to build? What side of the equation are you guys on?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes?
Yes and yes. We're always looking for opportunities. We're real bullish on 2013, and we've put together some equity to be able to deploy at certain resources.
So you see there's a lot of opportunity out there now?
There is. We're bullish on 2013, as I mentioned. We think that the fundamentals are certainly there. They've been improving really since 2010. 2012 for hotel equities was actually a record year in revenues. We saw almost 13% year-over-year growth versus 2011, and we anticipate about the same for 2013. So combined year-over-year for a two-year period, we're looking at somewhere between 25-26% growth.
Now, has there been any tax change or anything that's happening now that is making this happen?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, the fundamentals are strong right now. We're actually seeing some loosening up of equity and debt as well.
Uh-huh.
We think some of the bigger institutional players who have been on the sideline for years are finally coming off and are ready to deploy.
They got to put the money somewhere, right?
Yeah, look, there's, you know, where else are you going to put it right now? We're showing returns that are certainly a heck of a lot stronger than your savings account, which is yielding 0.01.
Exactly.
So, that's right.
So now, like when you're investing in hotels, when you're at the level that you guys are, what is it that makes one more attractive than another?
Sure. One of the things we do is so we've put together a metric that allows us to be able to go into any market and determine what's the right property at the right price point in the right location within that submarket, if you will. So there's got to be high barriers to entry. We want to make sure that we're coming into a market that already that it's difficult to get into.
So that somebody can't open up a hotel down the road.
That's exactly right. We don't want 4, 5, 6 hotels opening up over the next 24 months once we get into the area. We also look for multiple demand generators. We don't want to put our eggs in too many baskets. In other words, there's got to be market diversification in terms of what type of business is fed into that market. We want to make sure if one portion of the economy goes down, let's say that's leisure, discretionary leisure transient, we want to make sure that the corporate transient is going to
be
there.
Right, that they're still there.
That's
right. So that if you're relying only on tourism, then you're vulnerable.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It seems like, you know, we get to do a chance to visit with a lot of business people, and the ones that do really well have these what standards, these working disciplines. There are things they will do, and there are things that they won't do. So it's I enjoy hearing someone that's leading like that. It says, look, this is what we're looking for. We're looking for A, B, C, and
then, right, and everything has to be in place or else we pass,
it's
right?
It's nothing personal. We move on to the next thing.
Once again, exactly right. We say we'd rather do 1-10 than 3-8s. Whether that's over a six-month period, a year period,
right.
We want to make sure that before we deploy the capital that we have, it's got to make absolute sense and it's got to hit all of our boxes.
So when it gets to you and you're deciding whether to choose a property or not, can you tell at a glance or how much do you, have to do research?
He can just fly by. He knows it to me.
Well, there's some things you can probably tell at a glance because you've been in the business for so long.
Yeah, and I'm real fortunate. I work with a bunch of real smart folks who, between what they know and where they've been, we are able to quite often make a quick assessment as to whether
right.
or not it's the right project. Sometimes, certainly, it requires us to dig down deeper.
Sure.
And obviously, if we ever decide
right,
that we
then you're really digging down.
That's
deep.
Right. Then we have another model that we use, and we put together due diligence, performer
right.
models. Sure.
So, what's your favorite part? What do you like the best about the business, and what's a piece of it that you just assume
it's
hand off
chase.
If you could?
He likes the chase.
Well. Yes.
No, was it that undiscovered property that nobody else saw and you
right,
went
and you
saw
see
the potential?
Yeah, ultimately our business, if you peel it back far enough, it's about people. It's the hospitality business and taking care of people. And that doesn't stop on the development side either. Driving over here today, I got a phone call from a hotel owner here in the Atlanta market who's looking for help. And as we were talking, he started to explain what it is he was looking for. We think we might be able to be a resource for him.
Right.
So that type of dynamic, spontaneous, 20 minutes prior to that call, didn't know who he was. I was familiar with his hotel, but didn't
right.
know. So that type of thing. That's just.
So he said enough to get you intrigued that you're going to take next steps to kind of do more due diligence.
Well, he said enough for me to say, I need you to get me some stuff. So,
wow.
So we'll.
All it takes is 20 minutes, then.
Sometimes less.
He knows what questions to ask because, again, he's got these borders around what he will and won't do and what's a good deal and what's not something you're not going to pursue.
That's
leave
right.
that to somebody else in the market.
Yeah, that's right. There's three or four questions, sort of qualifying questions, that you could quickly throw out there that, based off the response, you can make that determination pretty quickly.
So what's next for you guys? Where are you going to put your energy in the coming months, you think?
Well, as I mentioned, we're real bullish on 2013. We've got a fund. We've got to deploy that fund here in 2013. We are very high on certain markets in the Southeast. We're going to expand the portfolio northward and westward. We're also going to expand the portfolio in terms of segmentation. We're going to go into full service. We know that model as well, real well, so we're going to go into that. We're going to go west out into Texas and further into Arizona and New Mexico and as far north as the New England.
Are you staying region. In the United States?
We are. We have some opportunities internationally, particularly in South America and Central America that we're
right.
looking at, but it's got to make absolute sense. We don't want to take our eye off the prize here.
Right. There's a lot of opportunity right here.
There sure is. Yep.
All right, so let's get your coordinates in case, because there are people that you may want to talk to that may have an interest in working with you.
Sure. Well, once again, we're Hotel Equities based here out of Atlanta, Georgia, and you can find us on the web at www.hotelequities.com. And if you want to reach out to us, you can certainly give us a call as well, and that number is 678-578-4444, and I'm in extension 22.
Good stuff. Well, we appreciate your time. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few with AGH Radio.